to the Columbia Center for Spiritual Living, a welcoming and diverse community whose vision it is to contribute to a world that works for everyone. The inspirational message you are about to hear will expand your idea of what is possible in life right now and affirm your soul's knowing in taking that right next step towards your greatest good.
Let's take a breath together. We start that way because there's only one breath. And when we take it together, an amazing connection happens that we transcend the brain that looks around the room and thinks we're separate, because that's its job. So let's all agree to love our brain, because it has an amazing job to do, and it knows nothing about spirituality. Nothing. It knows about condition. And specifically what it knows about condition is all in the past. Right? The brain is the hard drive for your humanness. It only knows what it has already experienced. And when you experience newness, you know that moment where you're really excited and then all of a sudden that excitement turns into brain chatter that's getting in your way? That's because the brain immediately goes into spin to find something from the past to apply to this newness that it doesn't understand, because it has no capacity to understand newness until it becomes oldness. Right. Welcome to the land of paradox. Because we are fully spiritual beings, which is always new, governed by a human brain that knows nothing about new. It's how I'm pretty well convinced that spirit has a really good sense of humor. I'm like, really? This is how we're going to play this out? Okay. Because we can resist. And we actually can change it. I will never forget the day in ministerial school, I'm having a practitioner session as part of my training in ministerial school. And I was really frustrated. And what came out of my mouth was, really, I just want to forget all of this stuff. And the practitioner I was sitting with smiled, and she said, and I quote, "Did you really mean to manifest Alzheimer's?" No. See, our word is creative. This morning, my talk is, let me remind myself, your thinking makes you. So, or it could be, your thinking makes you. So, perception's a funny little thing, isn't it? How we hear and how we speak. Here's the good news and the bad news. Every thought is creative. Every single one of them, whether you're aware of them or unaware of them, whether you mean them or you don't mean them. Right? Because what the activity of law does, the impersonal, mechanical, laser accurate fulfillment center just takes the work order and spins out the product. It never says, "He didn't mean that." There's no one that bridges from research and development to manufacturing. There's no consultant in there that takes it and goes, "I know he says he wants this, but he's not equipped for it. So let's send it back up the line and get some clarity." It doesn't do that. It just takes it and makes it. Now, we need to be careful with this the mind, the law, the form. Because the minute we put the in front of it, language in our brain goes right to separation. Now I have three things. I have the mind, the law, the form. They're the same thing. They're different aspects. They're different functions of one thing. We cannot have oneness and then have two-ness. Come on. Much less threeness. How many of you are in here? One. There's one of us in here. It sure looks like there's more of us, doesn't it? We live in a world that we experience in the human realm. Our experience is an experience of separation. That never makes us separate. It just is how we experience the divine. We have an infinite being. We are an infinite being. It is already infinite. How can you expand infinity? I'm like, when in my early studies, consciousness is always expanding. And I'm like, how? It's already infinite. How does infinite make more infinite? And the more I sit with it, and the more I sat with it, the more I begin to understand the one thing that the infinite can expand is experience. That's the one thing it can expand. So why is everything here? To expand the divine's experience of itself. You are a divine, intentional, on purpose, one of a kind, never to be repeated, divine smile in the heart of God itself to know itself as you. Yes. Quit trying to be somebody else. Here's the weird part. When we try to be somebody else, we're actually denying creation the desire of its heart. Yes. That's how much you matter. Yes. That's what you're here for. My buddy, one of my groomsmen, the late Reverend Jeff Anderson, we're sitting there fishing one day talking about, why are we here? And once we got beyond the very specific truth of the two of us that we're here because we're not all there. We just leaned into, if we're here to expand the experience of the divine, perhaps our only job is to show God a good time. Maybe that's our job.
That means we're having a good time.
It's just show God a good time. Now, if you think about that in relative to human terms, if we're out of alignment, we experience what we've labeled negativity. I don't know too many people having a good time in negativity. I just don't, right? And so, because people have argued, yeah, well, what about sadness and what about... We have emotions. We're supposed to. I believe it was Billy Shakespeare who said... Nothing is positive or negative except our thinking makes it so. Right? In the Bible, and actually in the Aramaic Bible, if you're a Bible person, check out the Aramaic Bible. Because the Peshitta, that's where things actually came from. And I think I have this quote, maybe I don't. Nope, I didn't put it on there. It's written very differently. Very differently. Little tweaks, like in the King James Version, in Genesis, where it says, in the beginning God created, the Peshitta, the original writing, says, in the beginning, God. which when you read it in the Hebrew, what it says is, in the beginning created God. God is an idea. God came out of something, right? There is this infinite thing. I know you guys talked about it a couple weeks ago, the thing itself, right? Why do we call it a thing? Because it has no gender. It has no form. Has no name. The minute we put a name on something, now our brain is involved. Now we're in the realm of the past. And it's limited. You are not limited. Because you are made out of unlimited stuff. So you can only be limited by what you tell yourself about you. And it will absolutely show up as a limitation. Because what does law do? Got it. Limited. I'm going to have a miserable day. Okay. Man, today is going to be a long day. Okay. And I invite you to begin to be present with your thoughts from the recognition and acknowledgement of law. Okay. Because I guarantee you, if you start acknowledging all the thoughts that go through your head with an acknowledgement of, okay, you will begin to change what's in there.
Yep. Yep.
It's easy to have a really bad day and blame somebody else. That's easy. Now, long story short, in the truth of oneness, who you blaming? Because there's only one of us here. I ain't judging, I'm just saying. It's only one of us here. Hey. I'm going to give you a couple definitions throughout my talk today. The first one is the one that I experience us to deeply misuse. And one of my favorite definitions, I actually went through the glossary in the Science of Mind text and made a bazillion crossword puzzles as a fun way to study. This is how Ernest Holmes defines ego. Buckle up, it's different. The I am of the Bible, the Christ, the perfect idea of God. In metaphysical terms, the ego refers to the real consciousness of us. In psychology, it carries a slight variation of interpretation, implying an organization or system of mental states. In this textbook, we frequently use it merely to convey the thought of the inner human, the real self. Huh. Yeah. So all that talk in the head about I got to overcome my ego, I got to get rid of my ego, I got to check my ego at the door. Really? Your ego is your humanity. It is the infinite incarnated in physical form. Why do you want to get rid of it? You cannot be here without it. You can't. It's just like me going, I want to forget everything. Do I really want to manifest Alzheimer's? Do I really want to manifest being in physical form without my divinity? Because when we're trying to get rid of our ego, that's what we're doing. We're saying that God's idea of us in human form is messed up, and we, the brain from the past, knows a better way.
That's messed up.
It's messed up. See, our teaching is so simple. It's so simple, the brain has no idea what to do with it. Because the brain feels really important when it's complicated stuff. Right? Look at our society right now. We've almost obliterated the tech industry because we like send everybody to higher education so everybody's really exalted and really smart. Doesn't matter if they don't have a job. They'll feel okay about themselves because they'll be smart. They're already smart. When your heater needs to be fixed, do you care where they went to school? Or do you care if they can fix your heater? Right? That's not ego. That's pride. That's made up stuff. Right? Everything in this human realm is made up. Can we just stop making it a bad thing and just acknowledge it's a thing? Everything in the human realm is conditioned. Nowhere in all of my studies of Ernest Holmes have I ever seen him talk about eliminating conditions. We are eternal beings. Every thought you have is a thought of the infinite. He's very clear throughout. There is no such thing as your mind and my mind or God's mind. There is simply mind. So every thought is a thought in mind. Every single one. Right? Every thought is creative. The way it works is thought, got it, form. Form is always condition. Condition is always limited by definition. If you want to know what you believe, look at your life. What manifests? Your beliefs, your thoughts. Law says, got it, here you go.
Okay.
It's not hard to know what you believe. It's not hard to know what the collective you believes. And this is where we struggle.
Yeah.
And yes, I'm going here.
Yeah. Okay.
Take a breath with me. When you turn on your TV and you see a mass shooting, if you fail to understand that you are the shooter, you fail to understand oneness. Ouch. Yeah, the brain, everybody's brain just went, wait just a damn minute. Hold up. Go back where you came from, little boy. All kinds of things are running through your head right now. The truth of the matter is, if there's only one, there's only one.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's only one.
Yeah.
We are the shooter, we are the shot. We are the politician we hate. We are the politician we love.
Yeah.
Doesn't make it fun. But what makes it unfun? Our separation. Because here's the beauty of it. When we understand that we are that, now we're empowered to change something. As long as I am living in separation, I disempower the very gift I have to change.
Yes.
I throw away my power. I say, no thanks. I'd prefer to be weak and a victim. If you haven't caught on, I'm a pretty real kind of dude. We don't have time to dance around the heart issues anymore. We don't have time. And besides that, I love you too much to lie to you. I won't do it. I will piss you off, and I will hold you while we walk through it. You will piss me off, and I hope you will love me while I deal with my stuff. Because we cannot heal what we will not reveal.
Yes.
We cannot. Manifestation does not mean to make stuff. Manifestation literally means to reveal.
Yes.
Life is always manifesting. It is always revealing what we think. What is thought in mind? So whether, and we're not bound by time and space. And so whether the belief in mind is manifesting somewhere in Europe or Iran or Iraq or right in front of you, is still yours, because there is no me, there is no you, except that we need that to navigate this human realm. But it is not spiritual truth. It is what we do here. So you are fully empowered the minute you accept your power to heal anything, anywhere. It can only do for us what it can do as us. As us. Okay. You are that. I'm going to leave you with this experiment to do. Go home and play. Take out an empty ice tray. Turn on your water. Fill the ice tray. Notice every little square is being filled with the same water. Right? Put it into freezer. Walk away. Come back tomorrow. Take it out. Flip it over into a 9-inch cake pan, where you got enough room but not too much room. Bust them all out of there. Divide them up. Get you some bad ice cubes. Get you some ice cubes, some family members that are complete people you don't want in your life anymore. Right? Divide them up. Get you good ice cubes. Get the ice cubes you idolize. Divide them all up into little piles. I'm totally serious. Okay? And then walk away. Come back the next day. Tell me where those ice cubes are. Tell me where the bad ice cubes are now. Let it sit there for a week, for a month. And then tell me where they went. Because they're going to leave. Right? It's going to go right back into the invisible. That's what's happening with us. We're ice cubes. We're made out of the same substance. And when we're done with the form, we go back into the formless, back into the invisible. Because that's what consciousness does. And being in form doesn't make it more valuable. It's the same stuff in every form. I invite you to know that you are that. You are not your behavior. You never have been. And neither is anybody else. Let's take this into prayer. I recognize, I recognize, I know again that there is one. One infinite, ever-present substance. One source. One activity. Creating in multiplicity. Never separate from itself. Never intended for sameness. Never intended for sameness. Multiplying, expanding its experience of itself as its creation. Being created out of it, by it, to be it. I know that I am it. I am it. Excuse me. And what I know to be true about me is true of all life. Yes. And so I claim and affirm that every form, every expression of divinity moves into an experience of oneness. Yes. That as we look into the eyes of a seeming other, that we are aware that it is God looking at God, looking back at God. Yes. That it is God interacting with God. all the time. That it is God experiencing God. And that within is the power to bring human thought into alignment with Christ consciousness. We accept it, we claim it as our own, and we act upon that, and we make it so. Healing this world, healing the ego, the divine self, the real human in each and every one of us. Loving it, empowering it, blowing the top off of any idea of lack and limitation. We transform it to the truth that it is, and all are cared for. All are sustained perfectly enough, enough, enough. And as I feel the power of my word, the infinite speaking as me, move into fruition, I know that it is done. And so I can let go. I can step into a full, unfettered experience of gratitude that knows it's already done. There is no waiting period. There is only the delusion of time, the space between speaking and seeing it in physical form. That it's already done. I trust that. I let it go. And I invite you to make this your own as we say together. And so it is. Aho. Ashe. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you for listening. If you have received a value, we invite you to share this podcast and check out our website, columbiacsl.com, to sign up for our weekly newsletter, providing thought-provoking blogs and details on our upcoming classes and community events. And we always are pleased to hear from you. You can reach us at podcast@columbiacsl.com. Thank you. Blessings on your journey.